Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome into the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We're here every single morning for the Daily Juice Podcast on bettingpros.com and now on YouTube as well, wherever you get your audio podcasts on every platform imaginable. And this whole thing is being brought to you by our friends at BetMGM. All right, we got a lot to get to on the Sunday edition. I'm going to try to make this, keep this around 20 minutes because there's just a lot of things to get into. Okay, here's where we are with the fundraiser. Today is the deadline for the fundraiser. We're going to wrap it here. We're going to allow Sweet Seas Bakery to get all the orders. It's going to take some time, okay? You guys have done an incredible job. We are sitting here at the time of taping. We are sitting with 245 orders. The goal is 250 because $10 from every order will go to the Ronald McDonald House National Charity. That's $2,500. That matches the donation I made when I won the DraftKings contest at $2,500. That was the goal. We are so close. So hopefully today, if you haven't taken advantage of this opportunity to get some awesome cookies and help us raise some money, please, please help us get there. It is really cool. We're so close. Let's get to 250. We just need five more orders. That's all we need here on a Sunday by going to Sweet Seas Bakery. Sweet, W-S-E-E-T, C, letter C, S, bakery.com. Click on the Daily Juice and send the email saying, hey, I want to order cookies. They'll get back to you. If you've already ordered and you haven't heard back, relax. All right. This is a small business outside of Chicago. They have been awesome to us. We're going to give them as much time as they need to, one, bake the cookies, two, process the orders. They're doing this out of the goodness of their own heart, and they're doing this to help us raise money for an awesome cause. So because of that, we're going to give them as much leeway and time as they need to get this whole thing done. So cookies will be sent, cookies will be paid for, ordered, and away we go. They are keeping me as up to date as I need to be with the orders as to where we are. So 245, need five more. Get us over the hump, please. Also, the Greenland movie giveaway happens today on the Discord channel by going into the movie giveaway channel on Discord, bettingpros.com/chat. Make the prediction for Xavier and Butler. Actor Butler is the lead guy in that movie. Gerard Butler, right? His name is. That's why we're choosing Butler. And Xavier, make that prediction for the number of points for Butler today, and you could win a free copy of a free movie. So we've got that. The Golden Knights game against the Colorado Avalanche is now going on here as I'm taping. This is ridiculous, okay? This game was delayed by, what, 9 hours? Due to the fact that the temperatures were too high, nobody thought that the sun in Reno, in Lake Tahoe, was going to be a problem in February? Hello? Anybody do any research on this? Anybody put snow out there and realize that sunshine's a problem? Today, the Bruins and the Flyers are going to play. They had to push back their game because of what happened with the Knights and the Avalanche. Now, it's 1-0, all right? 1-0 Avalanche. If that holds, if Colorado wins, it's a 2-0 day. We get the under in Pittsburgh and the Islanders, correct? So that's three straight under bets we've cashed. I know they're brutal, but they're winning for us. So three in a row there, betting unders in the NHL. And we've got one still going. So if the Avalanche win, which I'm hoping that they will, and that game's not going to be over till like 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, then we're going to wind up with a 15-14 week and we'll be up, I think, like 0.4 units. So pretty much a wash. But hey, a lot of fun for free, right? Just kind of, you know, even on the week. So maybe up a little bit. So we won in the first week of February. We're going to win on the second week in February. So here we go with the third week of February coming up here today. So here's where we are. So we've got two good bets. Max Homa and Patrick Cantlie are both playing very well. They did not finish the third round because, well, we had crazy weather on the West Coast and they had a wind problem at the Genesis, which delayed the play for a while. So neither Cantlie nor Homa finished their third round. So they'll finish that coming up on today on Sunday. And then we hope they both finish in the top 10, top 20. Homa top 20, Cantlie top 10. We could cash both those bets at a quarter unit plus 200 and plus 110. That would be a great start to the week to cash those bets. So my thought here on a Sunday is to sprinkle a bunch of different bets. Okay. So I've got one NHL bet. I've got two college basketball bets. I've got one NASCAR bet and I've got one NBA bet to make today on the Daily Juice. The NASCAR bet is a flyer. Okay. The NASCAR bet is a quarter unit, much like golf, right? I just wanted to have something in the Genesis. I just want to have something going on here for the Daytona Road Course race. And so I'm going to throw, a quarter unit on something that may or may not cash. I don't really think it will, but why not? Let's go ahead and jump on it. And I got a flyer here that I'm going to jump on. So really, from a unit perspective, we've got two units in play, a quarter unit on a flyer, and then a half a unit on golf. So we'll be all over the place. It's a great Sunday for sports. So let's watch as many things we can possibly watch and have a good time with it. So that's where we are here for today. Now, the BetMGM offer, you guys know about this. It's a risk-free wager of up to $600. If you sign up for a new account for BetMGM and use the promo code JUICE100, it's available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. You must be physically located in those states to take advantage of this. You must be 21 years or older. You must use that promo code JUICE100. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's start in the NHL. And let's start with Washington in New Jersey. Okay, the number is 6. At FanDuel, it was 6.5. In Vegas, it was 6. Washington is 6-2 to the over at home. New Jersey is 4-2 to the over on the road. When I'm looking at this game, I'm looking at what's happened recently for both the Capitals and the Devils, and neither team has been scoring all that much, but the Devils beat the Bruins 3-2, 5 goals there, but that's because the Bruins, well, they play a very close-to-the-vest style, and I wanted to bet the Bruins under today against the Flyers. But after watching the ice problem with the Golden Knights in Colorado, I want no part of that game. I'm not touching that game because I got to see how the rest of this game plays out. But with the ice surface, the glare, I don't trust really. This is the kind of Mickey Mouse hockey here. So I can't trust on the Bruins to not give up a bunch of goals, and I can't trust on the Bruins not to score a bunch of goals. So can't do it. Can't touch the. I'll watch Boston and Philly. My lean would be to bet Philadelphia, to be quite honest, because it's, I think they're like plus 170. It's pretty good value on the dog there. But I'm not going to touch that game. I'll watch it, but I'm not going to touch it. I am going to bet this game, though. Over 6 is what I'm going to bet. Capitals have scored a lot of goals this year, and they give up a bunch of goals too. I mean, they gave up 4 to the Rangers, 7 to the Flyers, 6 to the Penguins. They came back and won 3-1, and then won 3-1 against Buffalo. Buffalo's a really bad hockey team. And you look at 7 goals the game before the Bruins goal in the Devils game. They won 5-2. They won 5-3 against Buffalo. They lost 4-3 the game beforehand. I think this is a game where we're going to see a lot of goals being scored. And I think Washington just keeps on playing well at home and puts the puck into the net a lot. 6-2 to the over for Washington. 4-2 to the Devils to the over on the road. Over 6 goals, Washington and New Jersey. We're going for a half a unit. Now, 2 plays in college basketball. Don't need to spend a ton of time talking about Drake. You guys know why I'm betting Drake. 17-4 to the number. Evansville, by the way, is 11-9 to the number, but Evansville hasn't covered in their last 2 games, a home and road split with Indiana State. They were 2.5 and 6-point favorites. They lost by 6-14. Interesting to see Evansville on the road at Loyola Chicago. They were catching 18.5 points. They lost by 13. The second game, they were catching 18 points, and they lost by 11. Now, that's arguably the best team in the Missouri Valley Conference. The number I got was 12.5 for Drake. You might get a better number. There may be some money here coming in on Evansville. However, with Drake at home, Drake is 9-2 against the spread at home. Evansville is 4-6 to the number on the road. And over their last 10, they're 5-5. Drake is 6-4. Some folks think this is too big of a number, that Drake won't be able to cover this with Tank Hemphill being out. But they've shown that they can win games without him. They beat Loyola without him, and then they beat Northern Iowa on a 12-2 run in the second half. Drake's turning out to be kind of a second-half team here, and they're scoring, going on deep runs. They're at home. That game was on the road at Northern Iowa. Drake at the Knapp Center, I'll lay this, okay? I think Drake knows they need to make some statements here. They got to play really well if they want to make the tournament. And they've got a lot of people who are saying to them, look, you guys are not in. In order to win, you know, you got to either win the Valley tournament or you got to win big and make some big statements here. You cannot falter at all. They're 21-2 overall, 12-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. But Drake laying the 12.5 at home against Evansville. We're just going to keep going. People have been jumping off, but last two games against Loyola and Northern Iowa, Drake has won and covered. So the Drake roll has picked back up again. So I'm just going to keep on it. Drake minus 12.5, just your typical Sunday in the Missouri Valley Conference. Now, I'm going to go against a team that we have bet on a lot this year. This is Cincinnati at Houston. Mark the time this game's being played. 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central time for this game. Houston's had some sleepy games early. And the week that Houston just had, oh my goodness gracious. Look, I was going over the math like crazy on this, trying to find different angles. I thought about betting the team total for Houston, which is 74.5. I thought about taking the under. Because Houston is just ridiculous when it comes to pace of play. They are 313th in adjusted total possessions per game on KenPom.com. 65.2. It's ridiculous. And Cincinnati's offense, I mean, it's okay. It's not horrible. They play pretty fast. They're actually, you know, actually in the 70s for adjusted tempo, and the way that they play, they give up a lot of points. And when you look at them against the, in terms of totals, they've given up. You know, totals for them have actually been pretty profitable, you know, just this season with Cincinnati. They are 10-4 to the over this year. Houston's 8-11 because they play so darn slow, but they shoot a ton of threes. Here's the problem that I've got for this. Cincinnati, I think, is big enough. And this number being 136, I wanted to take the under. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't talk myself into it. I was just like, man, I can't take the under in this knowing that Cincinnati gives up a lot of points. Cincinnati's 3-11. They're 3-11. Houston is 13-6. This screams, and I mean screams, betting Houston here. But at 13.5, the time of the day, after the loss to Wichita, the loss to East Carolina, both on the road, by the way, coming back, they haven't covered in three straight or four the last five. This is a gut play. And I, look, if you don't want to follow this, I'm okay with this. But we've seen Houston play these games early in the morning, and they just have been sleepy. These are college kids after a hellacious week where they didn't have, I don't know how much they've been practicing. I don't know what's been going on. But this game was actually, they thought this game might not get played because of all the weather problems, heat problems. I mean, it's been just, I mean, my company is based in Houston. My radio company is based in Houston, and they've had an awful week, just a horrific, horrific week. I think Houston wins the game by 10. I think 13.5 is too heavy. I'm taking the Bearcats at plus 13.5. I would take it, you know, all the way down to 12. Yeah, plus 12 is good enough. I think the number's coming down, but I'm going to take Cincinnati plus 13.5 here. I'm going to fade Houston after just a horrific week that they had. And look, they could wind up losing this game, and I wouldn't really blame them given what they've all gone through in that city, in that market. It's been really, really hard there in Houston. So Cincinnati's got, I think, the size. I think they can score enough to keep it close. 13.5, Cincinnati plus 13.5. Now, one game of the NBA. Talk about the Boston Celtics. So the New Orleans Pelicans over train is just stupid. And I haven't been riding it. I've been watching it. I haven't been riding it. Since I haven't been riding it, I can't jump on this after hitting seven consecutive overs and 20-9 for New Orleans. I thought about it. I said, man, 20-9, isn't it time, Matt, to get on this Pelicans train? They're hosting the Boston Celtics. Boston's not playing great defense. Last two games against Atlanta, the over hit, but the over was 222 and 226. The over is 233 here. This is the second biggest total for Boston this season. And against Washington at home, it was 237.5, and the game went under by 14.5 points. I don't think Brad Stevens has any interest in getting into a track meet with New Orleans. And I think Boston's going to slow down the tempo. I think Boston takes the air out of the ball. And I think Boston wins this game. I think the smarter play is for Boston to kind of get get it right here against a team that's reeling in the Pelicans. New Orleans hasn't covered the last two games. They were 3.5-point dogs to Phoenix at home. They lost by 18. They were 4-point favorites against Portland. They lost by 2. They did kill Memphis as 1.5-point favorites, won by 31. But before that, they lost by 11, 13, and 13. And they were favored against Chicago, dogs against Dallas, and favored against Detroit. And they lost those three games outright. They've lost 5 of 6, and they haven't covered in 5 of 6 either. I think Boston goes in there and gets a big victory. I think Boston needs these types of wins. These are games that Boston should take care of with a New Orleans team that Steven Adams is questionable. He may not play in this game. No Marcus Smart, but I think Boston does take the air out of the ball here a little bit. And I think Boston wins this game. I laid the 2.5. Celtics -2.5 to win this game outright and cover the 2.5. The over 233 is interesting. It's just too heavy. It's just, to me, with the Celtics, it's just too heavy. I can't see Brad Stevens saying, yeah, let's play this way. Let's go ahead and go nuts. Let's go up tempo with this team. Let's try to, you know, let's let Zion go off on us. So I just can't do it. So I'm going to take Boston -2.5 for a half a unit. And so the flyer bet is this, and this comes off of essentially what happened last year with the road course and Denny Hamlin's incredible dominance on everything. I mean, everywhere, on everything, Denny Hamlin has just been outstanding. At DraftKings, you can get Denny Hamlin in the top 3 at plus 300. Given what that guy has done, given the fact that he led a ton of laps the last time they were at the Roval last year in Daytona, given the fact that at the 500, things did not go his way, I think Denny Hamlin here, top 3 at plus 300, is a pretty decent flyer bet for a quarter unit. It's just to have something on this race. But the guy, I mean, the Toto's have been very fast here. And I thought about Martin Truex Jr., maybe go that direction. But I'm going to go Denny Hamlin, top 3, plus 300 at a quarter unit here for the Daytona race, for the Roval race, road course race for the Daytona 500. All right. We got golf going on with the two bets, Max Homa and Patrick Cantlay. We're watching those guys here today for the end of the third round and into the second or into the fourth round, last round over Washington, New Jersey, over 6, Drake -12.5, Cincinnati +13.5, Boston -2.5, and Denny Hamlin in the top 3. We're all over the place here on a Sunday. It is a wide cornucopia for us of bets and plays to watch sports coming up here on a Sunday as we start a new week here for the Daily Juice. Please help us get to our goal of 250 orders. We're so darn close to get there. SweetSeasBakery.com. And then we get to there and hopefully have a really cool, I don't know what I'll do, but we'll have something really fun tomorrow on the podcast. And remember, we're going to bet a podcast. We're going to make a Discord bet coming up on the podcast for Monday morning. All right. So all day Sunday, make your recommendations on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get in. And I will bet a popularity contest. What's the play everybody wants us to make? I'll run a poll or something tomorrow afternoon this afternoon here on Sunday afternoon for it. And then we'll make a bet coming up on Monday's Daily Juice for our first ever Discord bet for the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.